I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, September 3rd. It's primary election day in Massachusetts today, and here in Quincy, polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts. There are two Quincy city councilors on the ballot today. Ward 3 councilor, City Council President Ian Kane, is one of three Republicans vying to challenge incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in November. And Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona is seeking to oust incumbent Democratic Register of Deeds for Norfolk County, William O'Donnell. In addition, Republicans Robert Burke, James Gavatsos, and Daniel Kelly are vying for a chance to challenge incumbent 8th District Congressman Stephen Lynch in November. And in the governor's council race for District 4, Ron Iacobucci of Quincy and Stacey Borden of Boston are challenging incumbent Chris Iannella of Boston. Now, Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a turnout of between 20 and 30% today. Mail-in ballots must be returned to the city clerk's office by tonight at 8 p.m. A man who was critically injured when a tree fell on him in Rockland on Saturday later died. 62-year-old Rafael Brusesi was pronounced dead at South Shore Hospital after being injured Saturday afternoon on Central Street. Rockland officials initially said that the man had been impaled when a tree fell on him while doing yard work. First responders removed the man from his construction vehicle and removed the branch, which had embedded 8 inches into his abdomen. Prosecutors said only that a tree fell on the man and pinned him and that no foul play was suspected. An MBTA work truck's back window was smashed at the Quincy Adams station yesterday morning. Transit police shared a photo of the damage, with investigators saying someone smashed the window with a piece of cement. Once that person is identified, authorities said they will be charged. A woman is dead after a three-car crash in Plymouth on Friday night. Police said the crash appeared to have been part of a street race. One driver was hospitalized and is expected to face charges. Another driver, suspected to have been involved, turned himself in on Saturday. The crash took place on Route 3 South at about 10:30 Friday night. When officers arrived, they found a woman who had been ejected from a Jeep Grand Cherokee and was taken to a Boston hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. The driver of the Jeep, identified as 30-year-old Anthony Bradley of Plymouth, was also taken to a Boston hospital. Witnesses told investigators Bradley was racing another vehicle before striking a Mini Cooper and rolling over, then striking another car. The third car involved in the accident fled the scene. Police said they were looking for a Dodge with significant front-end damage. On Saturday afternoon, that driver turned himself in. He's not been identified. Bradley will face charges, including motor vehicle homicide by reckless operation, negligent operation, breakdown lane violations, and speeding. He's expected to be arraigned in Plymouth District Courts. Several fire departments were battling a brush fire Saturday in the Blue Hills Reservation in Milton. Milton fire officials confirmed the Department of Conservation and Recreation's Forestry Division was among several local jurisdictions that responded to the brush fire. There was about 2 to 3 acres of hot spots popping up over several hours on Saturday. Officials said the fire was in a popular location at the Blue Hills Reservation, where a lot of hikers passed through. Smoke could be seen coming from the forest. According to fire officials, the terrain being hilly made knocking the fire down fairly difficult. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fires remain under investigation. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow was up 228 points last Friday. The NASDAQ rose 197, and the S&P added 56. Asian stocks mostly declined today as investors look ahead to a key report on U.S. employment set for release later this week. Dollars down, the euro fell, and oil at $74 a barrel. Sports, the Mets beat the Red Sox 4-1. That series will wrap up at the Mets tonight at 7:10. The forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny at a high of 74 degrees. Tonight, clear at a low of 56. Tomorrow, mainly sunny at a high of 78. On Thursday, mainly sunny, high 77. And Friday, partly sunny at a high of 76. The marine forecast calling for 2-foot waves, a northwest wind 5 to 10 knots turning east later today, high tide 12:31 p.m. Sunrise 6:11, sets at 7:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, September 3rd.